It's Friday, January 29th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Microsoft responds to providers' criticism, This Week in SolarWinds, and automatic threat modeling. This is the business of tech. Microsoft has responded to criticism from service providers, as reported last week, in a statement for CRN. Quote, "We have an internal process in place for reps to confirm whether or not a customer is already engaged with a partner," according to a statement provided by a Microsoft spokesperson. "Unfortunately, a new store's employee didn't follow this process. We've taken steps to reinforce our protocols and bolster onboarding training and oversight to avoid situations like this from happening in the future." Meanwhile, the company reporting earnings this week, here's your key, a 23% growth from last year in Intelligent Cloud. The Office division is up 13%, LinkedIn up 23%, and Azure 50%. Why do we care? Microsoft is killing it revenue-wise, and they're going to be under pressure to keep that up. Note, that is why they're going to get more and more aggressive. It's not a judgment, it's a statement. It's clear they respond to pushback. They took action rather than tell everyone to piss off. That's why you care. They respond. I can see other vendors reacting differently. Time for This Week in SolarWinds. President Biden has ordered the full-scale intelligence review of the incident. This is interpreted as the administration's interest in cybersecurity. Authorities in Russia are warning businesses there is a risk of U.S. retaliation. SolarWinds itself has brought on a team of lobbyists to help handle the information flow to Congress. Researchers continue to learn more about the attacker's methods. The command and control infrastructure was very loose, designed to avoid detection and avoid those traditional indicators of compromise, or IOCs. However, those researchers note that watching network traffic for unusual mixes of domains, providers, hosting locations, and other information would reveal more, an underutilized but not new idea. Researchers have now revealed all internal AD domains for the Sunburst deployment, and other researchers have revealed more targets, including cybersecurity companies Qualys and Fidelis and the Virginia State Corporation Commission. Fidelis was a target due to a trial of the Orion software in May. Targets are not always victims, as the NSA and Army National Guard were targeted, but not breached. Mimecast, previously known as a victim, revealed that one of their digital certificates was stolen. Researchers reveal that this compromise was used in a very targeted way, just a small hand-picked number in the single digits. So why do we care? I'm approaching this entirely from the perspective of what we can learn. That's why we care, because the size and scale are so massive. Often, I'm citing the organized nature of the opponents. Nothing more organized than this level of espionage. Monitor the monitor is a quip, but true. It fits in with trust but verify. I'm learning a lot tracking this, and I hope you are too. I mentioned monitor the monitor, which is why this one gets attention today. NewSpire released their threat monitoring tool. The product is designed to take the 6 to 8 week threat modeling process and deliver in 48 hours. Out comes a report to do threat modeling and make decisions about the enemy. Why do we care? No endorsement from me for sure, just a note of the why. This is hard stuff, and products are going to be coming out to try and address it. There's clearly so many attacks that you can just see what is happening in 48 hours and get enough data for the analysis. That's a bit scary. Carl Palchuk has literally written the book on SMB-focused technology with his Managed Services in a Month book. You may have read his newsletter or attended a webinar or seen a podcast or video. But did you know you can actually get access to all that education in a single, powerful community? With all of his books, over 20, hundreds of hours of recorded training in video and audio format, thousands of pages of downloads, checklists, SOPs, and live member meetings every week, the Small Biz Thoughts community gives you access to everything, as well as unique members-only content. To join, check out smallbizthoughts.org. Just because you're in business for yourself doesn't mean you have to go it alone. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. This weekend, a preview of our new YouTube show, What I Tell Investors. A sample of the Remote Monitoring and Management episode. And I will talk to you again on Monday.